Klapka.
And what was happened last time? Last time there was this trouble where Satan was going to this unknown, to this forbidden, to this fantasy land, which is called Eden. But what was he doing there? What did he want there? He just entered there, this unknown gates, what he found. Then he climbed the tree. The tree, this known tree, this tree of consciousness, this tree of knowledge, this tree of everything. And he was sitting there, he sits there at the top of this tree. Yeah, and actually he was looking around, and what he saw was just a couple. A couple, this known couple, this very known couple of Eve and Adam, where they were going around and what they're doing. And what was happening else? Tried to dive into the dreams of them, of Eve. Not as much about Adam's dreams, but more about Eve's dreams. And as he was discovered, he was just thrown out of the paradise. He was lost.
Сидим.
God, O spirit accused, forsaken of all good, I see thy fall determined and thy hapless crew involved in this perfidious fraud. Contagion spread both of thy crime and punishment. Henceforth no more be troubled how to quit the joke of God's Messiah. Those indulgent laws will not be now vouchsafed. Other degrees against thee are gone forth without recall. That golden scepter which thou didst reject is now on. It is not on, it is now an iron rod. This golden scepter is an iron rod to bruise and break thy disobedience. Well, thou didst advise, yet not for thy advice or threats I fly this wicked tins devoted, lest the wrath impendent ragging into sudden flame. Wacht sie auf. Ja, Eva wacht auf. Eve wakes up. She sees the daylight. It's the morning time. And then she discovered that she had a bad dream, a very, very, very bad dream. Such a bad dream she had. She remembers merely what kind of bad dream she had. What was it? What kind of dream she had? What was that dream? Da gab's Schlangen, there were snakes, there were other animal. But what they did, what the hell they did with her? What she was dreaming about? Adam, also der Adam, der Adam, der nimmt sie einfach in den Arm. Ja, Adam, this is a guy, he is just embracing her. He's open his arms, he opens his arms and hold her tight. And they do say their morning prayers. What has happened then? Mm-hmm. No, it is not Eden. We are in a completely different other place. We are in heaven. How does heaven look like? Is it full of colors? Is it full of clouds? Is it foggy? Is it red? Is it blue? Is it green? Is it white? What kind of colors heaven has? What kind of colors Raphael had? What he has? What kind of appearance he might have in this very moment where this being, what we and you and a lot of other people don't name. Some people do say God, some people do say nothing instead of. So this being is meeting Raphael and sends Raphael to Eden, sends Raphael to this first of all couples, and Raphael goes Sleepest thou, Eve? Now is the pleasant time, the cool and the silent, safe where silence yields to the night warbling bird, that now awake tunes sweetest his love labored song. Now rains full orb the moon, and with more pleasing light, shadowy sets of the face of things. In vain, if none regard, heaven wakes with all his eyes, whom to behold but thee, nature's desire? In whose sight all things joy, with ravishment attracted by the beauty, still to gaze. While Raphael is on its travel to Eden, to the ground of our first couple, both of them are pleased by nature, by sounds, by their all around life. Thank you. And there Raphael arrives. He's arriving at Earth. He's arriving directly in the Garden Eden, in this, what people call paradise. He's greeting Adam, he's greeting Eve, and Eve is greeting Raphael, and Adam is greeting Raphael. And what has happened then? Actually, it is happening that Adam prepare a dinner, and they will have together food. And Adam is speaking about the food and the angels, and Eve sits close by. Dinner. What they eat, what they have at the table. What is that? What Raphael and Eve and Adam are eating. Was essen sie da nur? Was essen sie? Adam is talking about food and angels and food. Raphael turns the talk towards his topic. Then Raphael speaks about what was happening in heaven. Divine, sweet of thyself, but much more sweet thus cropped, forbidden here, it seems, as only fit for gods, yet able to make gods of men. And why not gods of men? Since good they more communicated, more abundant grows, the author not impaired, but honored more here. Happy creature, fair angelic Eve, partake thou also, happy thou art, tough thou art, happier thou mayest be, worthier canst not be, taste this and be henceforth among the gods, thyself a goddess. Not to earth confined, but sometimes in the air, as we sometimes ascend to heaven by merit thine, and see what life the gods live there, and such life thou. And Eve remembers that she dreamt this, she remembers this was a dream, this was the nightmare, this what was she was dreaming about, that she could be God, that she could be goddess, as Raphael is talking about the heaven. And while Raphael speaks about all these kind of things, what will happen in heaven, the celebration, the jealousy of Satan, and the start of something what you could call war. Meanwhile, Eve is thinking about a dream, this alp, this nightmare, this Albtraum. Aber was ein Albtraum? Was that a nightmare? It was about abilities, it was about awareness, it was about knowledge and possibilities. Yes, and God sees the rebellion starting. His pupils in his quarter, and they do plans, and this is what God means by he sees the rebellion rising. This is the idea. Plants could be already rebellious. Also, in heaven, thank you. while this plan is already discovered, but still not stopped. While this plan is just a plan, but will go on and will have a long time . You can call it the first rebellion. You can call it the second rebellion. You can call it the third rebellion. You can call it rebellion. Doesn't matter if Abdiel and all the other angels do opposition to. How sounds rebellion? What is a rebellion? Rebellion in heaven and a talk in Eden.